Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Suffolk County's new district attorney, Rachel Rollins, is calling for teamwork after a campaign that promised big changes to criminal prosecution. Rollins was sworn in yesterday as the county's first woman of color DA. WBUR's Quincy Walters was there.
Rachel Rollins was heralded into the Roxbury Community College Auditorium to the sounds of celebration. An overflow crowd, including supporters and politicians, stood and applauded. So did law enforcement officers, who haven't exactly championed some of Rollins' proposals. One example, her promise to stop prosecuting minor criminal offenses. She says it clogs up the justice system. But in her speech, Rollins mostly steered clear of her more controversial policy proposals. Instead, she spoke of the DA's office working with police to make justice more equitable.
I have a lot of work to do with you guys, and I know you're nervous, but guess what? Nervousness is exactly what change needs, and we're going to be okay.
Before Rollins was sworn in, Boston Police Commissioner William Gross admitted some of what she said on the campaign trail gave him pause. But Gross says he spoke to Rollins a few days ago, and now he's optimistic about what she'll accomplish.
One of the key things we talked about is that the community still deserves justice if crimes are committed. What we talked about is for first offenders, there being diversion programs and ways to deter other than locking them up.
Gross says the bottom line is both police and Rollins want justice. And Rollins says despite what people think, she has a deep respect for law enforcement. She says police officers will be important to her success in office.
We might not always agree, but I will absolutely sit with them and listen because they are a vital part of the process.
Dorchester resident Natalie Gilmensa was one of the supporters that came to see Rollins get sworn in. And she says there's one part of Rollins' speech that resonated with her most, that there's no justice without accountability.
Especially across the police force, I think there's a lot of things that are, you know, same old, and a lot of things. She's about change. And I think there's a lot of change that's needed in order to really create opportunities for justice, particularly in communities of color.
Rollins says she wants to reduce the number of people sent to prison for smaller criminal violations and send more addicts to treatment instead of jail. And she says to do that, she needs the community's help. And she says that includes law enforcement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.